town of Khan Yunis as Israel presses ahead with its offensive after the U.S. blocked the latest ceasefire effort and rushed more munitions to its ally. On ABC's This Week Sunday, Secretary of State Blinken says the U.S. did set conditions on Israel for receiving the emergency sale of ammunition.
The way they're used and the need, the imperative of respecting international humanitarian law.
Blinken says Israel's immediate military needs justified the rare decision to sell the weaponry without getting congressional approval.
We want to make sure that Israel has what it needs to defend itself against Hamas. A small portion of what has been requested is going through on an emergency basis.
The secretary, when pressed about civilian deaths in Gaza, says Hamas could end the fighting at any time.
This could be over tomorrow. If Hamas got out of the way of civilians instead of hiding behind them, if it put down its weapons.
Holocaust survivors from around the globe will mark the start of the fifth day of Hanukkah together with a virtual ceremony. The New York-based Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany is organizing the event in observance of International Holocaust Survivors Night. Survivors can join an online ceremony of a menorah lighting Monday night to pay tribute to the 6 million European Jews killed by the Nazis in the Holocaust. Also at srnnews.com, European Union negotiators reach an agreement on the world's first comprehensive rules for artificial intelligence.
The EU has taken an early lead in the global race to draw up AI guardrails, but one tech industry lobbyist says technical work is needed to fill in crucial details of the AI Act. The law still needs final approval and won't take effect until 2025 at the earliest.
That is Ben Thomas reporting. A U.S. Air Force pilot safely ejected before his F-16 fighter crashed into the sea off South Korea's southwestern coast. SRN News. So what's your church doing for Christmas?
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds the vast majority of Protestant congregations, 81%, will hold a Christmas Eve service this month, as December 24th conveniently falls on a Sunday. Only 41% will offer worship services on Christmas Day, however. About two-thirds of churches will conduct some kind of service project to mark the season, and 10% will embark on that most difficult of all specials, the Living Nativity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Salvation Army reports some Americans are going to extremes in their generosity again this year. The Christian ministry says solid gold coins worth thousands of dollars have been dropped in bell ringers' kettles in Iowa and Illinois recently. This kind of thing happens several times every year as the annual Christmas campaign takes to shopping centers across the nation. People have been known to drop expensive rings and large denomination bills into the kettles as well. SRN News. A couple of alert pedestrians saved the Atlanta home of a civil rights icon.
The woman accused of trying to burn down the historic house where Martin Luther King Jr. was born has been denied bond. The 26-year-old woman, Lanisha Henderson, charged with arson. Video shows her on the porch of the house, aggressively pouring large amounts of gasoline out of a red plastic canister. Incredibly, two retired New York City police officers and two Utah tourists who just happened to be walking by credited with detaining this woman and stopping the destruction. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
The Border Patrol says it's overwhelmed by a change in human smuggling routes. Officials say human smugglers are dropping off hundreds of migrants in remote desert area in Arizona. The illegals coming from faraway countries like Senegal, Bangladesh, and China. Meanwhile, U.S. governments indefinitely closed the crossing between Lukeville and Sonoya, Mexico. More at srnnews.com.